This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop, running the three-man show. Believe Bickle returns on Monday from his golf trip to Chicago. Right now, we're going to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. She covers the Commanders. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. So the biggest headliners so far, there's only been one day of OTAs, is the fact that some pretty big names are absent. Most notably, Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore. I'm fine with Terry skipping. He's skipped OTAs before when he's negotiating his last contract. I understand that's the same thing this go around. I expect that to get done. Tunsil, I give a pass because he's never played for the Commanders before, and he has a reputation for skipping on a lot of OTAs. The guy that I have a problem with, and I know it's voluntary, is Marshawn Lattimore. But just because of the recency effect of him looking ineffective when he played, for the most part, after getting acquired in the trade with the Saints, I just feel like it's bad optics for him not to show up. Do you feel the same way? What's the general
vibe? Or is there a reason he's not there that we don't know?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's more the veteran status where he just doesn't feel it helps him. I haven't talked to him, haven't been told that outright, but I don't get the sense that he regularly goes to OTAs when they're voluntary. So I'm not terribly surprised. I understand the concern there, especially with the way he played coming off injury. There was so much talk at the end of the season that, you know, once he gets more acclimated with the system, with the team, things will be better. And you would think he would want this time now to really start doing that. So I totally get that. They didn't seem terribly concerned. They didn't express it. If so, they have stayed in contact with him. So I would imagine he's just training on his own, much like Laremy Tunsil. Certainly like Terry, there's no doubt there that Terry works hard on his own. But I totally get it. I think it becomes an issue if suddenly he doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, which I have not heard that would be the case by any stretch, but yeah, I get it. But I think a lot of veterans are choosing that now.
Do you feel like I do, Nikki? And I think he's going to have a good year. I'm not saying he's going to have an all-pro year, but I think he's going to be much better this year than he was last year because I assume he's going to come in healthy.
Yeah, I agree totally. I do think that hamstring issue was a real issue for him. I mean, you saw it on the field. He played one game, and then two games later, he was out again. He had a rough go, and it wasn't just the hamstring. It was, you know, handling things mentally, not losing his cool on the field, which I know he has a history of, especially with a certain receiver. But I do think he'll be better. I mean, I agree with you. I don't know that he'll be where he was 2-3 years ago, but I don't, you know, given, you know, how much time he's been in the league, his age, et cetera, I don't know that that would be totally expected of most players at this point, but I do think he'll be better. I think the secondary should be better. We'll see.
Nick, you tweeted this on May 28th, at Nikki Javala. That's spelled J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A, in case people don't know that. Cliff Kingsbury said Jaden Daniels' arm strength is better, and he's, quote, stronger, no doubt. I don't care about him physically being stronger, but if his arm is actually stronger, that's improved from rookie season to year number two. That's pretty big, because his arm looked plenty strong in year one. Have you seen that? I know it's not a lot you can divulge from one day of OTAs, but have you seen that in person?
Right. I mean, I was very curious to see that. I mean, I think we'll see more once they get on the field. They were in the bubble for this one OTA that we saw because of the rain. So there's only so much you can do in there. But I am very curious. I mean, he could throw bullets like last year. So, yeah, I'm curious if it's really noticeable, if it's more of, you know, something you just see on occasional throws. But, yeah, it was hard to tell in there, honestly. But, I mean, I guess he looked – I know it was such a hot topic, and the team fueled this themselves, so I don't feel bad. I don't know that he looked bigger, to be honest, but he said he put on weight, so I don't doubt that. So maybe he is stronger, and I think it's more of a durability thing, you know? Like, he went a full year, as most rookies do, from the end of the college season with all the pre-draft stuff and right into rookie camp and OTAs and et cetera, et cetera. So you don't get a break, and that's a long season for anybody, but especially coming off, you know, a college career. And I think he really learned a lot from that. And he learned a lot from Bobby on how to, you know, maintain your body. So I think, as most players do, you know, when they reach their second or third seasons, they learn how to put on weight and give themselves some reserve going into the season. I mean, you see it with Terry all the time. You have to as a receiver.
Mm-hmm. I think Debo is going to have a big year. Let's just, you know, and we say this for every player, every player, assuming he's healthy, I think he's going to have a big year. He's in a contract year. You know, he's going to enjoy playing with McLaurin. He's going to enjoy playing in Cliff's system. I don't know. I don't know what your take is, but, you know, and I'm kind of a 49er fan, so I kind of watched him over the last 5-6 years, but I just think if he stays healthy, he's going to be a huge part of this offense.
No, I agree. And like, physically he looked good out there. I took a photo and I sent it to one of the 49ers writers just to make sure, like, he looks slimmer than last year, and like, oh yeah, he looks pretty svelte compared to where he was. And everything he says, the way he acts, he seems pretty hungry to prove himself. And I think that's a lot of what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters have tried to create, is that, and not just a roster of guys on one-year deals, which means they're all in contract years and trying to prove themselves, but they go after guys that are eager to prove themselves. You look at Zach Ertz and what he did last year, and really trying to prove he still has something left in the tank. And, you know, other guys like that, they get a lot out of them. And I think Debo could be the next one. You know, he hasn't looked like the player he was a few years ago, but I think he certainly has it all still and can get back there.
Since you mentioned Zach Ertz, what about Ben Sinnott? Are you seeing him flash at all? Should we have greater expectations for the second-year tight end?
I think we should have greater expectations, but it's that time of year, and we've only seen really one practice inside, so it's hard to tell if he's really flashed at all, but I think the expectations should be greater, no doubt, especially if they view this guy as, you know, sort of an heir to Zach Ertz if he's gone next year. You know, they didn't change that room, so you'd hope there'd be more from him. I think John Bates is a guy that is often overlooked, especially in the passing game, just because his forte is in blocking. But they did give him a significant 3-year deal, which you don't usually see for somebody with only, what, like 8 catches. So I think he's somebody that could be more involved. But yeah, I would hope you would see more from Benson. And I'm still curious to see what these guys look like on the actual field outside the bubble.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I know we're 2 months away from camp, I guess, but are there a couple players, in your opinion, that really have to prove themselves more this upcoming summer? Or they'll be looking for another job.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look at the running backs room. I think they're all kind of sort of under pressure. I mean, it's a big year for Brian Robinson, obviously, a contract year. And I think their seventh-round pick, I mean, just because he's a seventh-round pick, I think a lot of that is because of his circumstances coming out of college. I'm talking about Ta'Quarri Crosby-Merritt.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a stud. I think he could be a really good player and could put pressure on the veterans. I don't think Brian Robinson is going anywhere this year, but, like, you know, guys like Austin Ekeler, who looks really good now when he's healthy, you know, if he's dealing with anything during the season and has to miss significant time again, you know, I think that whole room, there's a ton of competition. I think somebody like Luke McCaffrey, you know, he's got a lot to prove, obviously. He didn't get a whole lot of touches, and he didn't really flash in the return game. And right. Now there's obviously Jalen Lane with his speed. He looks like a top prospect as a returner.
Right.
So I think he's definitely one. And then the secondary, I think there's still so much unknown in the secondary. And they're going to be moving guys around throughout camp just to see where they fit in best.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction going in, I think Sanders still moves back into the slot. Obviously Trey Amos and Marshawn outside at corner. But, you know, where does that leave some of the veterans they signed? And then the O-line, you know, I look at Andrew Wiley, who's sort of restructured his deal, is in the last year. Could he be one of those veteran casualties? I still think you keep him for depth at tackle. You need that. But, you know, you never know who they claim off waivers, you know, once the rosters are formed, who else they bring in. We've seen many camps where the depth on the O-line has changed.
We're joined by Nikki Javala, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com on the Rude Guest Hotline. So you touched on Jalen Lane, and we know that he's going to make an impact in the return game. Do you see him getting worked into the offense as well by Cliff Kingsbury? Because he's that fast, twitchy type of guy that he can use as like a gadgety option on offense. How much do you see him impacting the offense in year one?
I could see him getting some work. That speed alone is huge. And I think they need more of that in this offense. So I could see him getting some work, maybe more inside. And I hate saying this because I know it's such a vague and boring answer, but I think we will see more as they get on the field. When they were in the bubble, it's more like 7-on-7 and a lot of individual development work. And the only other time we've seen Jalen is in rookie minicamp. And he looks good there. But a lot of this is mostly just passing and returning and, you know, the basics. So I could see him getting some work. Again, this is where I think the pressure on McCaffrey will come in, because that's kind of, you know, if we're talking about, you know, the second half of the receiving core, like that's, he could be one of the top names there.
And there's some pretty big names that they've signed in terms of veterans. Yeah. I mean, Gallup's out there. Ja'Cory Brooks they signed. Ja'Cobi Jones. They still have K.J. Osborne. I mean, all these guys can't make the roster, so there's going to be some decisions to be made.
Oh, totally. Totally. I think that'll be an interesting room. There's not a lot of, you know, outside of Perry, Debo, maybe Noah Brown, there's not a lot of, like, super top names, but I think there's a lot of competition for those final 2-3 spots.
Mm-hmm. We did a segment, Nikki, on the Jalen Ramsey rumors, and I guess Jeremy Fowler mm-hmm. thrown out there that the Commanders might be one of those teams interested in trading for him. I don't think he will. I don't think Adam will go after him. I don't know why he would add another. I know Ramsey's a good player, but I just don't see them adding another veteran when they drafted, you know, guys in the second round the last couple of years at that position. But your thoughts on that? Is that a possibility in your opinion?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, I think anything's a possibility. I think Adam has shown that he's willing to make the splash moves if he feels like his team is close. I thought the Marshawn Lattimore trade was the biggest sign of that. Like, I mean, they were, coming off at, 7 wins at that point, and you know, he's shown he's willing to make the move. I don't really see – I'm with you. I don't really see the point there. Again, like, Jalen Ramsey is, you know, a great corner. I think he would be great. But, like, who are you sitting down to – you just traded for Marshawn. You haven't really given him a full season. Like, who are you sitting down to put Jalen in?
Right.
I mean, I don't think – so I'm not really seeing
you're not,
it.
You're not buying into that one, right? Okay.
Not totally.
All right. Well, so practice today is outside, I assume, because the weather's nice now. I know it's going to be stormy later, but they're outside today, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yep. And then they're off until, what, early next week? Mid-week?
Yes. Okay. I think it's a 4th. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Tuesday, Thursday? Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun. We'll maybe talk to you in the next couple weeks.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye.
Tuesday, Thursday next week.
Yep.
Okay.
Getting ramped up.
I can't take anything from OTAs that seriously. I mean, we played a clip, and it was encouraging, of Logan Paulson earlier in the show on the Take Command podcast with our pal Craig Hoffman. And it was great to hear how Jayden Daniels went through his progressions and everything. But when you hear these reports about interceptions, it's just a huge overreaction.
Well, I know I had fun with Shador Sanders. You were overreacting on Shador Sanders.
Exactly. I mean, but I really don't put that
if
much
Shador
stock
Sanders
into it.
Had thrown four picks in his first OTA practice and we brought that up, you'd say, oh, but it's OTAs.
I agree with you.
It gets explained away.
Yes. Right. But if he doesn't, he throws three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know what? It looks pretty damn good.
Hey, coming up at 9:45, we'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy here on The Junk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.